you for giving us peace in the midst of confusion. Yes. I thank you, Father, for giving us hope when it don't seem at home. We're not talking about the hope that the world got. But we have a hope, Lord, in the glory. We just love you. Thank you, Lord. You are the hope of glory in us, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the teaching, because even though we stand at an age, we are still being taught. And, Lord, I want to be taught till I get to see your face. Hallelujah. I want to be learning more about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank you, Lord. I thank you for the message I heard you gave us last week about the blood. And I heard a brother preaching this morning. He preached on the blood. I said, well, I'm on it here. And so I just want to thank you. Lord, you know you're so good. Thank you for all the testimonies. And thank you for the growth of your people. For it truly is, oh God, personal with you. Children of God, this is a personal thing. It is a personal thing. But you know, if the word comes forth from the pulpit and you disobey, you are disobedient. You're being disobedient. And if you know you think you're being disobedient, you should go back and ask God, Lord, is this necessary? Is this what, you know, because we are, you know, we're, y'all understand what I'm saying. I heard brother, he said, I just want to be obedient to the people. You know, I want to obey the pastor. I want to be, you know, I just want to be what, you know. Because once you start to want of God, want more of him, you lose what you think you want for yourself. You really, truly do. You do, you lose it. So I told Al today, we had a wonderful experience this week, and I didn't feel like talking about it because I don't like to talk about nothing the devil done. So, but I know that you all belong to the church, and you all that haven't, I'm going to have to tell you, I guess. I'm going to preach this message first, though. Because, see, because if I tell you, you go, see, you know what I'm saying? Then you get to one, the devil say, you know, devil ain't going to have a chance to do that. And so we might tell you after we get through shouting, praising God, and running around the church and everything, then I may tell you. But you know, there's a God in heaven that loves us. And he's teaching us. You know, you can read the Bible all your life, but revelation calls you to be transformed. There's no transformation without revelation. You got to have a revelation of what people. I could stand up in this pulpit forever. But until it's revealed, but if you pray, if you keep saying, Lord, you help me. Lord, you help me. He will. Amen. Say it loud. Say, he will. Yes, he will. He will. Yes, he will. Pray. I say, he will. He will help you. He will change you to from glory to glory because the Bible says so. I say, the Bible says so. But you know, if you look at the Israelites back in the Bible, the Lord called them, say they're stiff-necked. We don't want to be like that. You know, they bullheaded and, you know, they just don't want to hear. Now, who was talking? God was talking to them. So y'all don't offend me too bad. If I say something, you don't want to do it, then I don't get offended because they ain't do what God said do. You may be seated. Oh, before you seated, though, just call around and tell somebody I'm glad to see you. Yeah, just turn around and shake somebody's hand. Yeah, the Lord telling Dad he got a tune to play here. He got someone, what he do, go make music in the church. Because your gift makes music. If you just kind of have a little patience today, we're going to do some reading in Hebrews. I'm not saying that, you know, that this revelation ain't fell in your heart. You probably know that. Y'all know that. I'm going to start in Hebrews 10. I'm going to start in Hebrews 10. And I want to thank God for the blood. I thank Jesus for coming. Shedding his blood. I'm thanking him for obeying his Father. For he said, I come to do your will, O God. I come to do, this is why he was kept into that, where he was going. You know, you got to get a goal. You got to have a goal. If you ain't got no goal, you ain't going nowhere. You got to have a goal, and you got to set your eyes, set your affections in what you want. You got to just kind of keep looking at that what you want. But the Bible said, for the law having a, I'm on starting 10. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, you've read it, and not the very image of the things. They were things that God they got them used to. Can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually, they did this continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worship was once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. Once they was, if this was the way it was supposed to have been done, when they had the offerings of the lambs and the rams and different things and the goats and the then the sin should have, you know, the guilt should have left. But what it was, there was still guilt and sin. Amen. But when Jesus cleansed you with his blood, he take the guilt away. He removes the guilt. And that's what that blood could not do. But what I thought about, now the Jews, if anybody understood about the steps you take, the preparation you take for salvation or being forgiven of sin, it should have been them. We never was in the place where we saw nobody kill no lamb. We ain't never seen nobody kill no ram. But he did that so they could see how horrible sin was. Then we never seen them cut it up. You know, I thought about, goodness Lord, it was a gory thing. They cut the things up and the kids even seen it. Why? Because God wants you to know what sin was. And so I cannot see how no Jew could not be saved. Because down through the centuries, God showed them just what he was trying to say. Y'all was keeping up with me. That he was trying to tell them. When they killed those rebels, listen, when they offered up for the atonement, and when they had the Seder, they would keep this little animal for 14 days. The kids would be playing with him. Hi. They would name him, hi, Betsy. It had to be without a spot, without a wrinkle, without a blemish. And the kids played with him. Yeah, because kids are kids. Then on the 14th day, Papa comes and say, we got to have the atonement. We have to go, you know, have this ceremony. And I know the children cried. They cried. Y'all get with me now. They cried. Because they had gotten used to little Jimmy or whatever they named the lamb. Because I know they named him something, because I know kids. Hallelujah. So they should have understood when all that gory stuff happened. You know what sin was. All we can look at is what sin has done to this generation. It's caused so much confusion. It's caused so much confusion. So I'm wondering, I say, Lord, I know that your blood washes away all sin. So I know that we got to believe what the word say. I know that when sinners come into our church, we can't think we got nothing but the answer to give them so they can come and be saved. Somebody came in our church and I asked Jackie about what, and I know this woman need help. I know. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't know what I'm saying. But I knew she needed help, and I know when people, sometimes, you know, especially a minister, you minister to so many people, you can look in their faces and tell some things sometimes. You know, there are people that go to school for medicine, they can look in your face and tell if you're sick or not, if you got dark spots under your eyes or whatever. But I told some people that know me, I've told them I have seen, since I got saved, I've seen things in the spirit. I never know what to do with it, still don't know what to do with it. But I'm asking God what to do with it. So one of the brothers told me, so you've seen the spirit of man. I said, well, I still got to know what to do with it. And I got to know if I'm looking at what I'm looking at. Y'all know me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But yet and still, I know that the blood of Jesus can cleanse your sin. You have to accept, if you accept what Jesus did at Calvary, if you accept that he will wash away, like Jacob said, I want to know. The blood has to be applied to every sin. Even the sin you didn't know you committed. Read your Bible. They even gave a sacrament just in case I sin. Yeah, I'm going to burn this here. Just in case. So you ought to do some just in casing too. You can't say, I'm sorry. No, just in case. You need to ask God to forgive you just in case. So he said, but in those sacrifices, There's a remembrance every year because the guilt wasn't gone. So when they went through all of the sacrifice, that guilt was still there. That guilt. Didn't know what they're going to do with it. But the Messiah, they said, they didn't know what it was, but they said, somebody going to come help us. For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. It just ain't possible. God knew it wasn't possible. But he had something there until he could bring, until the time came. Like sister said, I believe in time. Well, when the fullness of time was come, he brought forth his son. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, so when his son came, listen, and God, Jesus was made, this body, he said, body you have given me. And when Jesus came into the world, he said, I come in the volume of the book is written to me, y'all read about me, to do your will, O God. He didn't come to get married. He didn't come to be cute. He came to do the will of God. And that's what he did the 33 years he stayed. He did the will of God. He did it for you. He did it for me. He knew that this was the last chance for man. He knew, oh, children of God, y'all, but listen. He knew that if he did not finish this thing, he don't know what they were going to have to do. Maybe they'll have to just sweep the world and do whatever. But when God made man, it was his highest pinnacle. Man was made in his image and his likeness. And when he saw Adam, he thought, wow, praise the Lord. He just knew that man, if he just obeyed me, what he could do. Look at what man has done now. Look at technology. You think man, no. He got this because he was made in the image of God. God got so much, girl, please. There is no end to his sense, no beginning. He just know. So man pick up a little something when he studies. God don't make him not study. He don't do that. If you plunge yourself into something. I'm telling somebody now. If you want something, you try hard enough. Stay in there. I told somebody here, I said, take the test. I don't care if you fail 50 times, go back and take it again. If you want something, you stay in there, you'll get it. You'll get it. Whether it's bad or good, you'll get it. All you got to do is want it bad enough. Because of man. Now look what man undone. I was telling Al what's happened. Well, now you ain't gonna know what it is. I'm gonna wait there. I ain't telling this, Al. But you were telling me about trying to say, well, I could come put up in your church something that a picture or something, or some, you know, well, you know, people, you see people walking or whatever. I said, good Lord. Do you know technology has got so it's almost scary? I mean, it's just scary, you know. But how you think man got technology? It's a teeny weeny piece of God's understanding, just a teeny drop. It may not even be a spectacle or a particle because he's just who he is. And so I'm thinking of this, you know, sister. I'm thinking of what I'm reading and what God has given me to understand. I'm going to say, God, now if I can just convey this over here, Brother Mark laughing at me. If I can just convey it, this is going to make a whole lot of difference, Lord. So Jesus said above when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings for sin thou wouldest not. Number 7. Neither hath pleasure therefore which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thou again. I came for one purpose, to do your will, O God. So he taketh away the first that he may establish or introduce the second. You're not under the law. If you're under the law, you're not under grace. He said, which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He ain't got to go back again. So when you sin, there ain't no, you know, you sinning and, you know, Jesus made a sacrifice for your sin. Ain't that right? And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices. Which can never take away sin, but he went through the thing, you know. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, this man, Jesus, he offered one sacrifice for sin forever. He sat down on the right hand, and that is the hand of authority. He sat down by his Father, Father, I have finished what you gave me to do. I have finished it. Hallelujah. And when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. So today we cannot say we can't. We can do all things through this man who finished it. We can do all things through Christ. I said, Lord, you know what? I'm just going to start speaking what I want. So last week I said, Lord, I don't know where that came from. That ain't none of me. I was calling him from the north, the south, east. I said, whoa. Calling in from the south. Calling from the north. Calling from the east. Calling from the west. Lord, you put this church here for a reason. And I'm going to look at you and what you want to do. The devil said, well, you old. I said, you just forget that, buddy. You done waited too long for that kind of crap. You waited way too long. Yes, Lord. Because the Lord said, he said, Lord, I come to do thy will, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. We are sanctified. Sanctified means put apart. It means to put apart. Saints of God, God want to sanctify us. You know, Wigglesworth believed there was two or three works of grace. He believed you got saved first, and then you had to get sanctified. It was three. And then you got to filled. You know, he believed there was a progression of faith, of grace. Hallelujah. But I tell you one thing, the church need to be sanctified. I say the church need to be sanctified. They need to quit trying to copy off the world and go after everything the world got. They need to stop it. We all need to stop it. I say, look, you know, I'm falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. This man has been good to me. Oh my God. I must have got up all night. I guess they said, what's the matter with this woman? I sleep a few hours, get up and talk to him some more. I'm telling this man is getting great to me. I tell you, hallelujah. Yes, we all are changing. You're changing. God doing something for you, if you'll accept it. You don't feel the same way you did last year. You feel a greater hope. You feel a greater desire. You feel something in you you can't even explain. Because he's doing something in us we can't explain. He said from henceforth, for every priest stand. Well, y'all know about the priests. They're poor little things. They change clothes when they went in. But the only thing about it, somebody give me a handkerchief or something. The only thing about it, they first had to offer something for themselves. They first had to offer for themselves. They weren't holy enough to just go and just clean themselves and go up in there. No. They first had to offer up for themselves in Leviticus. They had to first burn something for themselves to get themselves clean, and then for the people. Thank you, Jesus. I'd rather go straight to where, you know, the top dog is, the top thing. I'd rather, so tickle me so bad, well, I'm going to say who did it. But they walked in there, and they said, no, I want to see the top person. I want to go to the top. Those are the in-between people. I want the top one. Amen. Okay, let's skip a little. Whew. For by one offering, he is number 14, perfected forever them that are sanctified. He has perfected them that are sanctified. Them that are sanctified. Set apart. Because Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. But I believe that many of us have been chosen. I believe people have been called. You find out what station you is, because I'm not a judge. But I tell you, praise, I want to be chosen. I want to be a chosen person, God. I don't want to just be out here taking up space. I don't want to do that, but I kind of feel like he don't let me live this long. I must be doing something right. You know, I feel like, you know what, I said, well, Lord, you ain't kill me off. I happen to know that all he got to do is say, he ain't got to say some less. He just whispering, I'm gone. And you going too. You're here by the grace of God. I say you're here by the grace of God. And God ain't got you here just to take up space. Using up his oxygen. We're not here just to take up space. We're not here for that. We're here to do the will of God for our lives. Now all of our lives ain't the same. But we're going to find out that we know that, don't we, Brother John? Hallelujah. Where am I at now? Whereof this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. and I will write them. Listen to this. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So when God said he's coming back here for church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish, he's talking about you. He's talking about you. You just been washed in the blood. You just been cleansed from your sins. Don't let the devil keep you looking. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let the devil keep you. That's a trick of Satan. You got to know what happened to you at Calvary. You got to know the blood of Jesus, how powerful that blood is. Hallelujah. You got to know that. And the devil don't want you to know it. He have kept the saints from knowing that for years, so they walk around with guilt, beat down, don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? You are a child of God. You are the sanctified ones. You're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And I tell myself that, I say, hey, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm the head and not the tail. And I don't do it for no purpose of getting no money either. I just want to be what God can use me, girl. I want to be where God can use me. I ain't worried about no car and all this kind of junk. I ain't worried about it. Now my affections are getting higher and higher. My affections are going higher and higher. You know, the devil wants you to be, he don't want you to know this here. He don't want you to know this. Because once you know what Jesus did at Calvary, it'll change your life. It'll change my life. And it's changing my life. Once we know, because you have to be, it has to be revealed. Jesus said it's places where it's got to be revealed. And it's revealed by his spirit. All you got to do is honestly want to know. Honestly want to know. Because he ain't going to tell nobody who don't want to know. God ain't got time for that. He said, Jesus said, I came to do the will of God. I came to do the will of God. And he said, I do what I see. You know, we had that, what is that, Friday night? He said, I do what I see my Father do. And the Lord reminded me, he said, you know, I went by the temple daily. Most times when I was in that area. And the man that sat there, I sat there. Because it takes a, I do what I see my Father do. At the time, I didn't see my Father raising that man. I saw something else my Father had in mind. We got to get to that place. We got to get to that place. And that's what he told me. I do what I see my Father do. If you don't see your Father do, you can't do it. It's a lot of people that need help. Good Lord. It's all kind of people that need help. Now everybody going to say, listen, I had to look at this. I told the saints, I am Jazz. I had to look at it. This girl was changed at 3 years old. She thought she was a girl. Cutest little thing. Is it possible that people can be so far away from God that demons and devils walk around the birth table? And when they're born, boom, they just come on right in. And by them not knowing nothing about God, nothing about, they mentioned God nowhere in what I looked at. And I cried for her. I wept for her. Then I said, I know that there's power in your blood, Jesus. You're teaching me that. Lord God of the heavens, can't we help somebody? Can't we catch some of these kids before that devil tell them all this crap? Amen. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. It's power. Now he told us, these works shall you do and greater works. So don't sit up there. No. That ain't what he said. We would do greater works. Now that's what he said. Y'all sit there looking at me. Come on here. He said we would do greater works than these. Well, we leave that for us, all of us, to think on. He said, now where remission of sin is, there's no more offering for sin. When I forgive you. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. That's a great teaching on the tabernacle. By a new and living way. which he has consecrated for us through the veil, which is his flesh. This is to say his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. Now you can understand that. In full assurance of faith that he has done what he said he did. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, listen to that, and our bodies washed with pure water. I can't see how you be washed with the blood and still have a spot. I don't see it. Jesus took the spots. Jesus taking the wrinkles and the blemishes. Jesus' blood washes whiter than snow. Oh, God. Let us consider one another, children, to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is, but exalting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, when our sister stands and say what she feels in her heart and what she was taught and what is right, don't sit up there and go. Go home. And say, Lord, I know this woman loves you. What you say about this, if you want to do it that way? You know, we got so grown so quick, you know. You know, kids come here thinking they grown. You know, babies come here, they don't wait a week to open their eyes. They come here pulling their hand up and rolling over. Weaker and wiser. You don't know everything. And when we say it's a personal, it is a personal walk. But he said, let the older women teach the young women. Come on now. Let them teach them. Now, you can't scrubble that out. So if somebody trying to tell you something, you get yourself down. And quit trying to get so offended all the time. You take that offense and bury it in there where your body's supposed to be dead. The Bible says you're dead. Reckon yourself dead. You reckon yourself dead. So you ain't going to get offended every time somebody say something to you if you dead, because dead people don't feel nothing. And if they do, I'm getting out of there. Come on, now, didn't the Bible say that? Yes. It's scripture. Reckon yourself dead. Thank you, Lord. So we got a high priest, the Lord. Let us hold fast, number 23, the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. He's faithful. I want to read another scripture. Hallelujah. But Christ, this is the ninth chapter of Hebrews, the 11th verse. But Christ being come and high priest. I say Christ is the high priest. I said Christ is the high priest. Of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his, said, he entered in once, didn't have to go there every year, into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Not, oh my God, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purified of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So he's the mediator of the new covenant. Some people want to say, you say, oh, I don't know. If you don't know, you ain't. I say, if you don't know, you save, you're not. Sorry to tell you that you're not saved if you don't know it. I said, you're not saved if you don't know it. You're going to know you're saved. Because what Jesus does is so wonderful. You're going to know. You might have something here and a little scar here or something, but you're going to know you're saved. I said, you're going to know you're saved. You're going to know you've been washed. Because this washing is no sin. This is no secret. This washing is something else. This washing is like, oh my God, like nitrate. Oh yes. You're going to know you're being washed. You're going to know it. Hallelujah. You might be saying, well, the saints say I shouldn't do this, but yet I know I'm saved. I know I'm ready for Jesus, but I want to get really, you know, get looking good for him. You know how when you have a couple, you want to look good. Dad said, we spend too much time on these heads, but, you know, you want to look nice. You know, we up at the mirror. I know she's rolling. Maybe you help her roll sometimes. She had to roll her hair and everything probably every night. You're rolling and putting pins in. You see that? She rolled her own hair. So Dad said, honey, let me learn how to roll. I said, you can't roll my hair, Daddy. But, you know, we want to look nice. So we go out and we look nice. Amen. Well, you want to look good for Jesus, too. You want to pull off everything that he say pull off. You want to take off. You don't want to go to the wedding looking crazy. Spaghetti juice on you. No. Whatever. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Jackie said it all. Whatever. Say whatever. Whatever. Lord, I will endeavor to do it. Did you understand that? I told somebody, I said, I ain't running behind myself. I don't tell them what people know me, know what I stand for. I'm not going to take the time to go back, keep going back over this baby stuff. We got to go on. There is a devil out there that's killing up these kids, killing up people, taking their minds, just taking them over. They don't know right from wrong. They have no sanctification or no kind of something in their heart to say, don't do that. This girl said, or this boy, her name was something else before they named her Jazz. Cutest little girl you ever seen. It's so sad. Somebody said, well, they can't help it. Yeah, but we can help it. We are saints. We have the blood of Jesus covering us, and we have the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what he said. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes on, you have power. Now, I thought of it. God took me back to Paul. When Paul went into this country, you know, this girl was a soothsayer, and she was selling these things for her master. Paul went back. He didn't just go up there and come out. No. He went back to get some instructions from God. So he went and prayed, and the Lord took me back to, he said, no, you can't do this. No, you got to sometime get instructions and know what to do. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people come here just messed up, but I'd have to know an instruction on how to do it. I said, Lord, I can't do no unless you do it. You know, what you see is what you get right here. And if anything else come out, it ain't none of me. Something great, it's Jesus, honey. Something great come up, I give him the praise. I say, I give him praise. I give him glory. Today, the first Sunday, we're supposed to take the sacrament. And I give the Lord the praise and the glory. I love him. I hope it helped you. I'm telling you, I wish I could just get it. I'm going to keep on studying this, though. That's just the preamble there. I'm going to get up here. We're going to come forth. We're going to know who we are. This devil come by, hell, we're going to know that the Lord going to raise a standard up. When the devil comes in like a flood, what did he say? Lift up a standard. Now, because you belong to this church, that's the only way I'm going to deal with this, because you belong here, and you should know it. We came to church Sunday, and the door in the back was open. And we thought that Brother Al's kids had brought in a furnace, because we was talking about putting another furnace downstairs in the basement. So he's looking at the furnace and everything, door wide open, both doors. So we came up in the church, and we noticed that the lines back there were laying across the floor. I ain't thought nothing about it. That was Sunday now. Dig this, Sunday. That's wrong. Dig this. Rewind that, Lord. Okay, they moved the tripod, and I said, they, you know, left the lines. They ain't like them. They're not that untidy with the equipment, you know. So I just moved the things on back there. We ain't thought nothing else about it. Had a gorgeous time Wednesday prayer. I mean, the Lord come down in this place. Al back there, he prays back there. He ain't seen nothing. He ain't know nothing. I don't understand this yet. Okay. So we come Friday night to have Bible study. We come Friday night. Tawana walks in the room. She said, where's my computer? Pastor, did you take my computer? I said, no. Because I had told her I was going to take the computer down in Branson with me. And she said, well, it ain't there. Y'all take my computer? No. Uh-oh. Nah, we thinking. We looks over at the cash box where we keep the petty cash at. It's gone. Well, I said, oh. Well, here's the kicker, as they say. I didn't feel nothing. I still don't feel nothing. Because God said this is my season. And the devil can get up and do his jig or whatever he want to do. This is my season. So we call the police. They come and got all the stuff they need to get. But look, we done waited the whole week. This happened Sunday evening. The whole week done went by. We ain't noticed that. I said, oh, how come you didn't? He said, I don't know. He didn't even look over there and saw the tripod was gone. So the devil going to try to, you know. But I told, you know what I told him? I said, you know what? He could have put graffiti on the walls. They could have tore up the seats. They could have tore them up. I said, but the Lord didn't let them do that. Now, why that happened is, why this happened to our church? Well, I say, think about King David. He wondered why they come and got his wives, his children. Come on now. They took everything from King and burned up the city. That's how God told me. And so I know they felt, you know, especially Tawana, because all the church business was in their computer. But whoever got it, they not worried about no church business. They want money. So the things they took, they wanted money. I said, well, they said, well, if they can walk in there with a gun and shoot up people, then I say, nobody gonna walk in there with a gun and shoot nobody here. No, that's, see, he waited till we was gone. He know he ain't getting away with that. No, 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 no. So we stand today without a tripod. Our computer gone, and the money box is gone. They stole it. Somebody stole it. Now I've been asking God, get them. I said, because that was not our tripod, it was for you. That computer was used for your work, and that money was used in the church. Get them. And you can't never tell. We got an idea who did it. And my heart just bled. I felt so bad. I said, if it come up and she find out that her son did this, this is going to be, I'm most thinking about how she going to feel, you know. Now, y'all ready to praise God?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise the Lord then. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we still have a praise God.
That's right.
Thank you,
hallelujah. The children were just as stirred up this morning. And I think Jackie knew, Gwen knew about it, but some of it was here. And we decided not to lose our praise. You know, I don't understand, but I just said, I ain't going to try to understand. I got too much other thing to think about. I said, Lord, I got too much other stuff. I can't be worried about, you know, what's what. But I thought it was so sad that people have gotten to the place now. They have no kind of respect for nothing. You say, well, they shouldn't do this to us. They did it to David. The Lord took me back to David. He told me, he said, they went in there and took his wives and kids and burned the place down. All they did was took your few little things that you was using. I said, yeah, that's right. Then I thought what they could have done. They could have tore this place down. Yes, they do tear the place down. They could have. They ain't put a spot nowhere. So whoever done it was kind of a nice little thief. We had an experience about a couple of years ago. Somebody took the adjuster off the tank. What is that? The regulator off our gas tank. But they didn't let the gas out. So when the gas man come and said, well, it was a nice little thief, wasn't it? He didn't let the gas out. So I think he put it back in there for nothing, didn't he? He didn't charge us nothing. A little bit, though. He didn't charge us. Because he said you can't get them. The regulators cannot, you can't buy them. They go in the gas tank, you can't buy it. You can't order it. You have to get it from the gas company. So somebody's gas tank went out. They regularly went out. They said, well, we'll just get Revival Center's gas tank. So since these things have been doing, this church has been growing spiritually. Because we ain't going to sit up here and talk about what the devil done. He do enough. So that's it. And I only told you because you belong here. You say, why come Sister David didn't tell us? I don't want you to think that, just few of us know things you don't know. You know what I'm saying? I want you to, we are brothers and sisters. I said, so get up now. Get up, stand. And you ladies give the ladies a hug. The men can shake each other's hand because men don't like to hug on folks too much, unless it's a lady. We just want to thank the Lord. Yeah, I thought Ellen had taken it took it in a.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I knew before you came up here. I said, I stole it.
Thank you. I was trying, El. I was trying.
On something I want to try and preach in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. God, I can't help you. I've been asking the Lord, do you give me messages, but give me where to start. Mm-hmm. Give me a foundation. Mm-hmm. Oh.